most of these recorders, as soon as you hit the record button, they'll go into a standby mode where you can then hear what's going on. And you'll get bubbles visually along the front that'll tell you how loud it is. These ones will show up in this little window. If you press and hold the power button on the side. You'll also have some sort of adjustment for how loud your input is. These two recorders have little double wheels, and they're kind of locked together, so they'll move when you move them at once, but you can make one side louder than the other by spinning the inside wheel separately from the outside wheel. I think that right now they should both be set up for mono input, so they'll just take the one input and give you the same thing in both ears when you're listening. And likely they'll give you a standby when you press record once, and then when you press record again, they'll actually start recording. So you may want to pass this around and have a listen to what this mic sounds like. This is the shotgun mic, which is very directional, and that's the omnidirectional mic, which is great for windy situations or street corner interviews where you don't have to be too precise with that. And this would be if you try to record something a long distance away or an even noisier location. So, I'm just going to turn this up so that I can see levels coming up to, on this guy I'm looking for around 6 or so. However, I'm also looking at those peak lights. They want to make sure that I don't have the little over light go on, otherwise it's louder than what I'm actually able to capture with this recorder, and I won't be able to hear that. It sounds a little bit funny because I'm listening to myself talk. But I'm going to pass this around. You can have a listen to it, and you'll hear
exactly. Well, see how much louder it gets there. You'll be able to hear exactly what it sounds like using this microphone.
So starting over here, you need that one. I'll start over here with the other one.
Hey, how's it going?
Ooh.
Yeah, but if I talk into the side of it here, it sounds pretty quiet, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might get a little bit of handler noise when I move this around here. But if I point it over,
Mandeep.
If I point it at Mandeep, she's going to sound fairly clear, even though she's about six feet away.
Do I sound clear?
Yep. but I probably sound quite quiet and a little bit muffled. Yeah. Why don't you take that and point it at things? And we'll try the very different mic over here, which is going to be non-directional. And it's going to pick up pretty much equally in all directions. So it doesn't really matter as much that I'm not pointing it at myself here. So I'm just going to hit record once, and it's going to pop up and it's flashing. But I can hear myself already now. And just the levels.
So cool.
The levels mic up a bit. And I'm seeing some meters come across here showing me just how loud things are. And if I want to turn up my headphones, I've got headphones on one side and input levels on the other side. And we can put this between the two of us. Pretty much. I'm going to turn the headphones up a little bit more, just to make sure that I can hear absolutely everything. Now, this is a dynamic microphone, and it has a lower volume output than the condenser microphone. So you're going to have to crank the input levels up a little bit louder, and you shouldn't expect to see quite as loud levels.
Wild.
I guess I need to be talking or putting on.
But being
probably better. Yeah.
How are you?
I'll just be on stage.
Well,
I'm
Kevin. Kevin, nice to meet you. I'm Andy. Does it sound good?
That sounds pretty good.
I'm just going to grab a pair of headphones, please, so that two people can listen one thing at a time.
Hello.
That's so clear.
Is it?
Yeah, I know. But yeah, if you talk here, it
changes.
It's like you're talking through a pillow or something.
This stuff is so fascinating, right? Because I was just writing down, he said, you know, you've got mag.